some very different news out of the White House now. The Obama administration is trying to usher in a new era. Call it Government 2.0. The website recovery.gov is tracking the economic stimulus money, and the president promises that in the years to come, citizens will have much more access to information about what the government is doing. Yesterday, we told you about recovery.gov. Today, NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports that this shift is also changing the way government watchdogs do their jobs.
At the very end of the first Indiana Jones movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark, government agents pack up Indy's priceless treasure and send it to be studied, or so they tell him. They actually ship it off to a gigantic government warehouse.
Government's basically saying, yeah, we have the Ark of the Covenant. It's on public display in, you know, warehouse B, you know, X9743.
You see the crate wheeled off to be stored among miles and miles of other wooden crates in total obscurity.
We want to put an end to that warehouse and make it so that if something is public, it means that it's online.
Clay Johnson is the 21st century version of the government watchdog. He's not hunkered down in a stuffy office, crunching data and releasing reports. As the director of Sunlight Labs, part of the Sunlight Foundation, Johnson focuses on technology, websites, and applications that put government information in the hands of everyone. Sunlight's most recent project was called Apps for America, a contest for the best new web application.
The winner for both the contest and best name in the universe is an app called Filibusted, which is awesome.
Go to filibusted.us and you'll find pictures of the senators who voted the most often to stall debate. Click on a picture and you get a list of those votes and what the senator was trying to throw roadblocks in front of. Another winning application is at legistalker.org. With a couple of clicks, you can keep track of any member of Congress, what's on Twitter, what's on YouTube, even their words in old school media like newspapers and TV. And that's just the beginning, says Clay Johnson.
Let me show you my favorite app. This app is called Know Thy Congressman. I just love this thing. It's so cool. It's got this great
This picture. Little widget lets you highlight the name of a senator or congressman in anything you're reading online. Click a little button that says KTC for Know Thy Congressman, and up pops a little window with a wealth of information on that politician.
The number of bills that they've co-sponsored, introduced, debated, enacted, where they were born, their top five contributing groups, the top five institutions that have contributed to them. It searches for photographs of them on the internet and gives you New York Times articles. It even tells you the most used words right on the page that you're on, so you never have to leave the page.
It's like an entire research project right at your fingertips, anyone's fingertips, for free. And there are dozens of other applications. But get this, most of the people who came up with these new tools do not work for government watchdog groups. They're not investigative journalists. They're mostly just young, politically aware, and web savvy. And the Sunlight Foundation thinks of itself as simply the spark.
We do it with everything. I think this is the new way to really organize people, right, is to get out of their way.
This is a new realm, which a lot of people in the political arena have not yet come to grips with.
Andrew Riché is the founder of the Personal Democracy Forum. It's an annual conference on the intersection of politics and technology.
And it has massive implications for reorganizing what our perception of governance really is in our society.
Riché says because of these new watchdogs like the Sunlight Foundation, OpenCongress.org, OpenSecrets.org, and others, citizens are coming to expect easy access to information. So that, for example, when President Obama announced the government would set up a website to track the stimulus money, Recovery.gov immediately started getting 3,000 hits a second, and the number of visitors goes up every day. Riché says that's to the government's advantage.
You have an opportunity to engage the public in the process of following the money, which was never before something that the government expected the public to be part of. They simply expected the public to receive the benefits of the decisions made at the governmental level, but the accountability as to whether the money was spent well was left in the hands of the bureaucrats.
That's not to say that a shift toward open information in government is going to be easy. There are dozens of agencies and hundreds of people who will have to adopt a new attitude if it's going to work. But it appears that the Obama administration is trying to set up this Government 2.0 and is already making more and more data available to outside groups every day. To Clay Johnson at Sunlight Labs, it's a natural progression.
We live in a society now where if it's not on the internet, it doesn't exist.
And opening up those dark government warehouses, Johnson believes, is leading to a new era of citizen involvement.
The more transparent we make government, the more people can participate in it. And when people participate in it, they're no longer apathetic about it. So transparency kills apathy.
And that is what motivates Johnson. He and other young watchdogs are using their 21st century crowbars to pry open the government. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.
And this is NPR.